Okay, today's daf is on Hedrin, daf Nun Ches. Nun Ches, we continue our travels through Dal and Mises Bezdin, one of the larger prakim in Sanhedrin, going from daf Memtes through daf Samaches, and we are up to Tanya Kavase. We'll start with the third wide line on Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Nun Zayin Amid Beis. So Tanya Kavase to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara wants to bring a raya to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan just say? Rabbi Yochanan said that Ba'al Arayas Yisrael Nidon B'dinei Yisrael. If a Ben Noach is Mazana with a Jew, so how are they judged? They're judged with the laws of a Jew. So what does that mean? So the Rabbi Yochanan said it's either talking about to include a Nara Hamal Rasa, a Nara that is has Erisin, or Nichla Salachupa Velo Nivala, she had Chupa, she did not have Bia, because those two concepts do not exist when it comes to Bnei Noach. So that's how, I think Gemara said before, why should it be more makel? Because why, if you're judged in the world in the laws of a Jew, so you need witnesses, and you need a Bezdin, and you need certain types of standards. So Gemara says, you're right. By the same type of people, the standards do not become less. But by the context where they don't exist by Bnei Noach, like by a Nara Hamarasa, or by Nechnas al-Chub of Lo-Nivala, so by those, that's where it says, Dida B'dida Yisrael. So, Tadi Kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan to prove that. Call Erva Shebezin Sheyisrael Mamisan Aleh, any Erva that a Jewish Bezdin, Bezdin Sheyisrael, Bezdin of Jews, will kill a Jew for, Bezdin Noach Musar Aleh. A Ben Noach is Musar on that Isser. Ain Bezdin Sheyisrael Mamisan Aleh, Ain Ben Noach Musar Aleh. Div Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. Meir said there's an exact parallel. Misa for a Jew and Asara for a Ben Noach. What about if it's Karis? That's Lachor not included. If it's Karis, it's only Bezdin Mamisa. We'll get to that Bezdin Shalom Amid Beis today when we talk about hitting each other. Not a good thing, but we'll talk about that Bezdin Shalom Amid Beis when we get to it. Vachachamim Omrim Harbe Arayos. The Gra takes out those two words. Harbi Arayos Yesh She'ein Bezdin Shel Yisrael Mamisan Aleihen U Bezdin Muzer Aleihen. Says the Chachamim, no, there are exceptions. There are cases that a Bezdin Shel Yisrael is not mamis for, but a Noach is Muzhar. Ba'al Arayos, and then the next in is Ba'al Arayos Yisrael Nida B'dini Yisrael. Ba'al Arayos Ben Noach Nida B'dini Ben Noach. That's the last line. That's where we're bringing the Raya from. Because the Braisa says, according to the Chachamim, that if a Ben Noach is Ba'al Arayos Yisrael Nida B'dini Yisrael, V'anu Ein Lanu Ela Nara Hamarasa Bavad. And we say, what's that, including Nara Marasa, which is exactly Rabbi Yochanan's din. Says, what about the other one that Rabbi Yochanan includes? So where says, no, we're not going to include that one, because Haitana Tana Dvei Menashehu. Maybe this Tana is holding like Bnei Menashe, which we had earlier, to Amar, Kol Misa, Amur, Bnei Noach, Eino Elachenek, because Bnei Menashe, unlike what we hold, that all Misos of Bnei Noach are Saif, but Bnei Nasha hold is all chenek, and therefore idividi chenekus. Therefore, there's no difference between Jew and non-Jew. Nechus al-chub of lo nivala, you're going to be judged by Jews, but all Mises of Bnei Noach are chenek anyway. So therefore, that's why it doesn't have to be included, because whether they're judged B'dinei Yisrael or B'dinei Bnei Noach, they would get the same Misa. Rashi says, Dineinu v'dineihen shavin ba. So therefore, there's no reason to have to include it.
Which includes all relatives.
Includes all the...
For a guy, a guy.
Well, we're going to get to the relatives right now. We're going to get to the relatives right now of a guy. Okay, so says the Gemara. V'savar, now once we bring in this Brisa, we're going to ask something on the Brisa. V'savar, Rabbi Meir, Kol Erva, Shebezdin Shel Yisrael, Mamisan Aleha, Ben Noach, Muzer Aleha. According to Rabbi Meir, is there an exact parallel? We're about to quote a Brisa that there's not an exact parallel between Bnei Noach and Bnei Yisrael when it comes to Arayos. We're going to get to hopefully the Maskana today, but this is all in the world of continuing with Arayos. And after this, we get to some other statements at the end of today's daf, and then we get into a guy learning Torah, a guy keeping Shabbos, leaving the world of Arayos a little bit, and then we'll get back to the other skilos over the next couple of days. Okay, so is there an exact parallel? Vatanya the Brisa says, this Brisa is going to take up half the next Amud. Vatanya the Brisa says, let's learn the Brisa, and then at the end of the Brisa, we'll mention what the question is. Ger shahaisa shahaisa, harasso shalo bikdusha, vale daso bikdusha, a ger, that he was born as a Jew, but when he was conceived, his parents were not Jewish. Harasso shalo bikdusha, vale daso bikdusha. So what's the halacha? If a Jew was born, but when he was conceived, he wasn't Jewish. Is he related to his family? Is he related to his brothers and sisters that were born before his parents converted? Biologically, they're his brothers and sisters. But as we know, Rashi quotes on the top line, the chol gershin is gayer, kakain shenol anachshav, below ava ein bekrovim dami. Halacha is that a ger is considered a katan shenolad. Right? This is actually a katan shenolad. But the halacha is a ger is not related mida oraisa to any of his relatives. And therefore, meikra din, he would be able to marry anybody he wants. This baby that was born, he can marry his sister. Mida oraisa. Marry his sister. But Rashi quotes that mida rabbanan, we are gozer. We go to gozer because he shouldn't say, oh, because when they were actual non-Jews, b'nei noach, a brother and sister cannot marry each other. There is arayos, gilei arayos, one of the sheva mitzvahs, when it comes to non-Jews. Now that he became Jewish and he's not related anymore, but we don't want him to say, or others to say, banu mikdusha chamura l'kdusha kala, oh, now he becomes Jewish, he has less laws, it's more lenient. So therefore, there are certain yisurid rabbanan that kick in. So what is the yisurid rabbanan? According to the braisa, yesh lo she'er ha'aim, ve'ein lo she'er ha'av. He has certain maternal relatives, but not paternal relatives. That's what the Rabbanan were gozer on, the maternal relatives, because those are the ones that are more obvious, those are the ones that you share the mother. So therefore, that is what is included. That's what Rashi says here. The Ein Lav Kurva Mikodem Lachein Miyu Rabbanan Udegazer Alei B'chol Asuros Lo Mishib Shalom Yom Rubam Mekdusha Chamur L'Kdusha Kalo. Rashi says this whole discussion is in the world of the Rabbanan. HaKeitzad, so what are the examples? Nasa Achoso Min Ha'em Yotzi. If he, this get cotton shenolad, right? This cotton shenolad after his mother converted, but his mother conceived him when she was not Jewish. So in that case, if he marries his sister, his maternal sister Yossi, you have to divorce her. He has to divorce her because that is she'er min ha'im ha'min ha'av yikayim. But if he shares a father with his sister yikayim, then he could keep her married. Achos ha'av min ha'im. What is that? That means an aunt where they share the same grandmother, meaning this person's father and father's sister share a mother. So Yotzi, again, that's considered She'er Ha'im. So Yotzi, he has to divorce her. Min Ha'av, Yikayim. Min Ha'av, he can be Mikayim. Achos Ha'im, Min Ha'im. But if it's the aunt from the mother's side, total mother, Yotzi. So that also is all She'er Ha'im. That's the Gezeira D'Rabbanan according to Rashi. Achos Ha'im, Min Ha'av, what about that case? His mother's sister, but his mother and his mother's sister, meaning his aunt, share a father. So is that considered a paternal relative or a maternal relative? So Rabbi Meir Omer Yotzi v'cham Omer Mikayim. That's a machlokas. Shai Rabbi Meir Omer kol erva shi mishim she'er aim Yotzi mishim she'er avikayim. Right. So that's where Meir says that's considered she'er ha'aim, and therefore he would have to be motzi. Okay. Before we continue the brisa, a number of points, and that is, Gershon is Gar Gunsh and Oladami. So interesting, the Gemara says that in Masechas Yavamis, but the Achronim really, more, not really the Rishonim, a little bit, but the Achronim really wonder, what is the source of that halacha? Gershon is Gar Gunsh and Oladami. A Ger that converts is not related halachically to any of his previous relatives. Where does that come from? So the Gemara quotes it, so it's amazing. The Gemara has certain concepts without quoting a source. We mentioned last week Tzar Bala Chaim. The Gemara mentions, no source quoted in Shas. That's the question of the Chassam Sofer in Maseches Avodah Zarah. I don't know what the source is. I don't know what the source. You don't need the Chassam Sofer to ask the question, but he asks it. He says, I don't know what the source is. So there are two possibilities given by the Mefarshim. One is a Rishon, the Balaturim. Balaturim, not known for his halachic sources. He's known for his Ramazim. But the Balaturim says in Parshas Kisetse, where it says by the mitzvah of, where is the, looks like this turned over, the Baal Turim is Dvarim Perek Hey Pasik Chav Chav. I'm sorry, where is it? One second, did I? Thought I had Chav Zayin Hey, one second. Hey Chav Zayin, sorry, it went the other way. Hey Chav Zayin doesn't sound right. Let me find it. Hey Chav Zayin. No, Hey Chav Zayin is the other one. That's the Meshachach. Let's see the Meshachachma first. Meshachachma says by when Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating the Torah, going through all of Jewish history again in Parshas Vayeschanan, and he says, what did Hashem tell Bnei Yisrael after Har Sinai? Shuvu lochem la'alechem. Go back to your tents. Go back and enjoy. Go back to away from our Sinai. But what a Chazal darshan for Pshuvah Lachem La'alechem. Go back to your family life. Because the 3 days before they got the Torah, they weren't allowed to be husbands and wives together. Shuvah Lachem La'alechem. Go back to your tents. Ein ohel ela ishto. 1 second, says the Meshech Chachma. When it came to our Sinai, they were given a lot of arayos at that time that they hadn't gotten before Matan Torah. So maybe, probably, some of them were married to women who were, they weren't allowed to be married to afterwards. They received all the halachas of arayos there. Maybe some of them were married to their aunts that they were usher to be married to. Maybe some of them were married to certain people that were usher. And Hashem still says, go back to your tents, go back to your wives, go back to your families. It must be Gershon Iskak, Gershon Oladami. Ben Yisrael were Gerim, B'shas Matan Torah, and therefore, Echad Merachmana, Achar Matan Torah, Shuvu Lachem Lo'alechem. V'yal Karchach, to Gershon Iskayir, Kikanshon Oladami. That is what the Meshech Chachma says in Voeschanon, Hey Chav Zayin. The Balaturim says in, here it is, Chav Dalid Yud Zayin, Lo Satan Mishpat Ger Yasom. It says, don't change the law of a ger yasom. So the Balaturim says, shouldn't it be ger v'yasom? A ger, meaning don't try to, if you feel bad for one of the defendants, and he's a little needs rachmanis, so, you know, maybe you want to change the din a little bit to favor him. No, you can't do that. Ger, a stranger, yasom, an orphan. So it says ger yasom, not ger v'yasom. So what's ger yasom? Says the Balaturim. Lo nemer ger v'yasom lomar, Gershon is gar kanshon oladami. A ger is a yaso. Right? Gershon is gar as if he doesn't have any parents. So those are the two sources, one in the Rishonim, the Balatura, one in the Achronim, the Meshech Chachma, for Gershon is gar kanshon shenolad kanshon oladami. Rashi also says that this whole discussion is in the world of Durabanan. Rabbeinu David in Duran says there is one case that is Daraisa. And not all Rishonim agree to this. Not one case that's daraisa in this world. Because Rabbeinu David says the Ran, Shemikom Akum Nira Be'emes Shemashu Aser B'Sher Ha'emi Shemzira Derabanan Haydu Dafka Be'Osa Shedis Gairu Achar Shenolad Aval Kol Osan Shahayu Be'Gerusan B'Sha'eh Shenolad. What if this is the Chiddush Rabbeinu David? Let's say there were certain of his siblings that converted before he was born. So those are related to him to Oraisa, says Rabbeinu David. La mishum gzeira derabanan b'l'chud aser, ela kurva gemura yesh lo imahim, ho'al upik kedusha yaldaso. And he notes, zeshaloka divi rashi v'od rishonim. Other rishonim don't agree. But Rabbeinu David's shita is, if when a person is born, his siblings are Jewish already, then he's related to them on a daraisa level.
So what do you say about the case of the mother converted before he was born?
So the mother he converted, so all the relatives that we're talking about are ones that did not convert until after he was born. That's the siblings that we're talking about.
What would he say about the mother?
What?
What would he say about the mother in the case?
The mother is Jewish.
Before he was born.
Well, the mother, right, converted before he was born. So he's related to the mother, Daraisa. He's related to the mother, Daraisa, in that case. And surely the mother who's Yehudis. So the Rabbi David would say that part of the Gemara would be Daraisa, but the rest would be Dirabana. One other point, and then we'll continue, and that is, so one of the Achronim here in the Biuri Hadaf says, Rabbi Avigdor, one of the Bali Atosos. Rabbi Avigdor says, so She'er Ha'aim is Asur, and She'er Ha'av is Mutter, says Rabbi Avigdor, one of the Bali Atosos, says, Zeu Atam She'nosa Yaakov Avinu as Rachel Valeya. Af shahayu achyos, mebnei shebenos lavan, achyos hayu min ha'av, v'lo min ha'em. That's what Rabbeinu Avigdor says. Maybe they were all related min ha'av, v'lo min ha'em, and he converted them, so therefore they weren't really related and it was mutter. That's what Rabbeinu Avigdor suggests. We know, we discussed this in the past, a number of other answers. How could Yaakov marry two sisters? Well, it was good. Isn't that even arayos before the Torah was given? Two sisters. So, just remember a number of the answers. The Maharal Miprag says maybe the Avos kept only the mitzvahs aseh, not the mitzvahs los aseh. Mitzvahs aseh, that makes sense to convert, to volunteer. All the mitzvahs aseh. But mitzvahs los aseh, until I'm commanded not to do it, there's no reason for me not to do it. It's based on Yiras Hashem, not Avos Hashem he connects it to. So the Maharal and Parshas Vayigash says maybe that the Avos kept the Torah before it was given, only the mitzvahs aseh. That doesn't fit into all Midrashim, right? I'm loving Garti v'taryag mitzvah shamarti. Tariag mitzvahs includes all the los aseh as well. So there are other answers given. The Ramban says that they kept all the mitzvahs only in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, that's why on the way back to Eretz Yisrael, Rachel had to die. siyata d'shmaya, Rachel allowed to die because, you know, that's the way it had to be. You couldn't keep all the mitzvahs, right? The mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael are on a different level. And that's why the Ramban l'shitaso, that every mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz lacks a certain element. According to the story from Rav Huttner, Rav Huttner one time was picked up, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he was picked up by Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, right? He says, he picked up Rav Huttner from the airport, and Rav Huttner said, one second, I have to go put on tefillin. So he says, the afternoon, you ready to put on tefillin on the airplane? He says, yeah, but that was Chutz La'aretz tefillin. Now I'm putting on Eretz Yisrael tefillin. It's Rav Huttner. Huttner said that, right? It's based on the Ramban. Ramban says it beferish. We don't take the Ramban so literally. The Gruch can't believe the Ramban said it. But the Ramban Pashto said it, and Rav Huttner took it literally. But there are other answers. Maybe he saw, Rav Chaim Vilajan says, maybe he saw, Yaakov Avinu saw B'siyat B'ruach HaKodesh, that he had to marry these two sisters, and he couldn't volunteer this mitzvah, even though he volunteered all the other mitzvahs. There are other answers given. But this is one of the Baalei Tosafot say, maybe they were Achyos Min Ha'av, V'lo Min Ha'Aim, and therefore they were allowed to be married to him. Okay, continuing the Braisa. Continuing this Braisa, we didn't get to the question yet. Umutar Be'eshes Achiv. Mutar Be'eshes Achiv. This might be a day that we spend more time on Amud Beis. Believe it or not. Umutar Be'eshes Achiv. And he is allowed to marry Eshes Achiv. Rashi says, third to last skinny line in Rashi, Ein Eshes Ach Lebnei Noach. There's no Eshes Ach. There's no Isra of Eshes Ach when it comes to Ben Noach. So a guy is Ben Noach is mutter to Eshes Ach, ube Eshes Achi Aviv, and to his uncle. V'sharkal Arayis Uteres La, what other Arayis? La Asuye Eshes Aviv, to include Eshes Aviv. Nasi Isha Ubita, let's say a non-Jew was married, Isha Ubita, a mother and a daughter, when he converted. So then Koni Zach was a Mosi Achas, that he should stay married to one of them. He could choose. Married one and divorced the other one. Ulechadchila lo yechnos. But in all these cases of he could stay married, yekayim, he shouldn't marry them in the first place. Mesa ishto. What happens if his wife dies? Mesa ishto. Mutter b'chamoso. V'yikadar miyasa b'chamoso. So mesa ishto. If a ben Noach or his wife dies, Rashi says in about the 10th medium line, V'yavabi shekima l'ishto mishen izgayer. Right, he converted. At the time he converted, he was married to a mother and a daughter, and he stays married to the daughter. Once the daughter dies, so then, even though usually chamoso is asur forever for a Jew, but when it comes to this case, mutter b'chamoso, according to one opinion, and the other opinion says asur b'chamoso. Okay, end of Braisa. But what do you see from this Braisa? So Rashi explains, we said the rule according to Rabbi Meir, two directions. Anything that a Ben Yisrael would kill for, a Ben Noach is Muzarin. A Ben Yisrael would not kill for, a Ben Noach is not Muzarin. So Rashi explains there are both violations in this Braisa. Rashi explicates the question. Look at the last skinny line in Rashi. K'tani Mios, third word, Rashi says, K'tani Mios, Mutter Be'eshes Aviv. Eishas Aviv. It says the Ben Noach is mutterin. V'yavavisha Ben Yisrael Yisrael Mamisan Aleha. So that's one violation. Right? Eishas Av is an Isser Daraisa for a Jew, and it says that it's mutter for a Ben Noach. V'chein b'chamoso. The same thing with chamoso, a mother-in-law. V'ktani Aser b'achoso. But it also says he's Aser to his sister. U'b'achos Aviv to his Zena b'achos Imo. Avavisha Ein Ben Yisrael Mamisan Aleha. Even though that's not a Daraisa. Right? A lot of the maternal relatives are Shnios. They're Yisrael Rabbanan for a Jew. But you see, there's a violation in both directions here. So how does a remeir fit into the Braisa? Right, and this is anonymous. Stam Braisa is the Shita. The Braisa even says, you don't even need anonymous. Right, it says remeir Shita. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo kasha. Ha remeir aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. Ha remeir aliba de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Different sources, Rashi quotes the different sources, and therefore, we would include, he was talking in the name of two different Rebbeim. Right, we had earlier back in the first paragraph on Daf Yudalid, that Rabbi Meir got smicha from two people. Remember, Meir got smicha from Rabbi Akiva, but he was too young, and it wasn't accepted, so he got another smicha. He was the Talmud of more than one Rebbe. Where do you see Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva? The Tanya, the Braisa says, Okein Yazo Bishat Aviv Esimo. The man should leave his father and his mother. Bracious. So Rabbi Lazar Omer, what does that mean? Aviv, achos aviv, imo, achos imo. Rabbi Lazar says he should leave his father and mother by a ben noach. That means his father and mother's sisters, his aunts are aser d'oraisa. That is Rabbi Lazar's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Aviv, eshes aviv, imo, imo mamish. That's Rabbi Akiva's drashas. We'll learn out why they say each of these. But first, the Brisa continues quoting the pasuk. Vidavak beishto. It's a continuation of the pasuk. Velo bezachar. She'll stick to a wife and not a zachar. Mishkav zachar is also for a non-Jew as well. Beishto velo beishas chaveiro. Right? His wife, he can't be with his friend's wife. There is a concept of ishus within the world of Bnei Noach also. V'hayu lebasar echad. Mishenasim basar echad. Yatsu behema v'chayish enasim basar echad. Right, two animals cannot become one baser. Halakha l'maisa, at the end of the day, after this whole sugya, we'll have a few more lines to it. Which arayas do as a ben noach usher in? Right, we know the Jew has many arayas, parshas achrim, parshas kedoshim. Which arayas or usher to a ben noach? Try to put all this gemara together from the past 3 days. Says the Rambam, sheish arayos asuros la'benei noach. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, six arayas to a ben noach. Aim, mother. Ben Noach, a guy can't marry his mother. If he's with his mother, he's not, as Gili Arayis, as Asad Arayisa. Ashes Av, Ashes Ish, another man's wife. Achoso Me'imo, his own sister, but even his maternal, because that's the apostle like Rabbi Lazar here. Zachor, Mishkav Zachor, and Behema. Those six. That's what the Rambam says. And he quotes our Brisa right here. Right? That's the, and he includes Oaf, as we said elsewhere. Those are the six Arayis that are Asr for a Ben Noach. Again, Aim, Eshazav, Eshazish, Achosa, Me'imo, Zachar, and Behema. Those six are Aser, putting all of these Gemaras together.
Not daughter.
Sorry?
Not daughter.
It doesn't quote daughter.
Bat Noach.
What?
Bat-Noach.
What do you mean, a Bat Noach? A Bat Noach, well, to the same. To, it works the opposite ways.
Yeah.
Right. Works the opposite ways. Bat Noach is Aser to, right, son, and all those cases. Okay. One thought of Vahayu Lubasar Echad, and that is, well known machlokas, Rashi and Ramban, on Vahayu Lubasar Echad in Parshas Bereishis, where, what does it mean? V'davak b'ishto Vahayu Lubasar Echad, you'll be like one flesh. So Rashi says that means the baby. Vahayu Lubasar Echad, Havlad HaNotzar Al Yidei Shneihem. That's what Rashi says on that pasuk. That's the bracha that Adam Arishon received. Ruach HaKodesh Ameris Kain, Vahayu Lubasar Echad, Havlad HaNotzar Al Yidei Shneihem, V'sham Nasa Besarim Echad, where they basar echad? In the baby. That's Basar Echad of the Ish and the Isha. The Ramban says, even animals have babies. This needs to be something unique to humans. Even animals have babies. That can't be what it's talking about. Says the Ramban, this is many a Sheva Brachas quoted. What does the Ramban say? It means the relationship. V'hayu lo Basar Echad. V'hanachon be'enai. Ki ha-behema v'hachaya ein lohem dveikus b'nekevo sehen. They don't have dveikus. They don't have a relationship with it. They mate. And that's it. There's no relationship there. That's why it says here. That's Basar Echad. Even the animals that are monogamous, that only have one mate, like penguins, right, they only have one mate for life, so that's still not Basar Echad. That's instinct. They don't have a relationship between the male and the female. So that is the Ramban on Basar Echad. Yeah, there's a number of Mepharshim. The Sfarno also discussed. The Sfarno here says a beautiful Lashon. He says, what does Basar Echad mean? He says, Mechavein b'chol ha'peulos lahasik ha'shleimus ha'mechuvan b'yitziris ha'adam ki'ilu shneim nimsa echad belvad. It's one unit, one body, one goal between the two. That's Basar Echad on a much deeper level than a Rashi. How do you answer for Rashi? So you can look in the Gur Aryeh, look in the Maharal. Mepharshim will give answers for Rashi. Okay, but we'll continue now. We'll see if there's time to get back. Amar Mar, Vaiter. So let's first discuss a little bit this machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Omar Mar, Rabbi Eliezer Omar, Aviv, Achos Aviv, Aim. That's what the Rabbi Eliezer says. The father and mother. What it says, Akin Yazov as Aviv as Imo. It means the sisters. So Aima Aviv Mamish. How do you know Aviv means father's sister? Maybe it means actual father. Hainu V'davak Lo Bazachar. No, we already know that from V'davak Lo Bazachar. Your father's a male. Aima Eishes Aviv. Hainu Beishto V'lo Beishes Chaveiro. No, Eishes Aviv is already. Eishes Chaveira, your father's also your halachic friend. Eimalach Amisa, maybe he's coming to include even after your father dies, Eishes Av is Aser. So no, Dum Yedi Imo. No, Imo has to be, Aviv has to be Achos Aviv, because Imo is Achos Imo. Ma Imo Delav Eishes, just like Imo is Asering not a marriage relative, but a blood relative, meaning sister. Af Aviv Delav Eishes, so to Aviv it must be a parallel. So Rabbi Lezer Shita, the Gemara is going to say this explicitly, Ezra and Ahmed Beis, Rabbi Lezer Shita is that it has to be a parallel between the drasha of Aviv and the drasha of Imo. If one is a non-blood, if one is a blood relative, the other is also a blood relative. It's not based on Ishus, it's based on just Metzius Dam. Imo Achaz Imo, go to the other side. What about mother? It has to be the mother's sister. V'yema Imo Mamish, maybe it means actual mother. Hainu, Be'ishto v'lo be'eshes chaveiro. No, mother is ready. No, it's eshes chaveiro. Ve'ema lacharisa, maybe it's after your father dies. Dumi da aviv, ma aviv delav mamish, avim delav mamish. Just like your father doesn't mean your actual father, so to your mother does not mean your actual mother, and therefore it means achos. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva Omer, aviv eshes aviv, aviv means eshes aviv. Ve'ema aviv mamish, hainu da aviv v'lo bezachar. Same as we said. Iachi eshes aviv nami, hainu be'ishto v'lo be'eshes chaveiro. So Eishes Chaveiro, Eishes Aviv is also included in the other one, in Eishes Chaveiro. So the words of Lachar Misa is to include even Lachar Misa, even after the Ben Noach's father dies, he still cannot marry his father's ex-wife. Imo Mamish, said Rabbi Akiva, Hainu Be'ishav Lo Be'ishes Chaveiro, Imo Me'anusaso. No, it even includes a mother from a rape. What if his father raped his mother? He was Ma'anis, his mother, and they had him, they were never married. They were never married, so in that case, he's also usher to that woman. Also usher to that woman, even though she was never married to her father. B'mai, his father. B'mai kamiflagi. So what's this machlok is about? Why do they make each of these drushes? Rebbe Eliezer, Savar, Aviv, Dumya de'imo, V'imu Dumya de'aviv. It has to be parallel. Lo mishkachas la'ela ba'achla. So you only have a parallel, an exact parallel by sisters. Meaning, which could be not the person himself, meaning not Imo or Aviv himself, and also not a relative based on marriage. So the only one that could work for both is sister. Sister of father and sister of mother. Rabbi Akiva, Mutav lo'ukmen be'eshes Aviv, de'ikri erbas Aviv, is better to say Aviv means eshes Aviv, because this pasuk is about arayos. Erbas Aviv, la'afuke achos Aviv, to exclude achos Aviv, father, sister, to she'er Aviv ikri, Erevas Aviv Lo Ikri. He's called She'er Aviv, but She'er, the relative, but not one based on Arayos. And this pasuk is trying to teach you Arayos. Yazov Aviv, Yazov Adam, is Aviv Es Imo, Vayel Basar Echad, is teaching you Arayos, or Bikiva would rather darshan that. Period. Okay, a little lighter now for the rest of the Yomud. Tashma, lighter doesn't mean, just means different. Tashma, V'yigachamer Mes Yocheved Odaso, Amram took Yocheved, his aunt. Amram married his aunt, Yocheved. So my lab, right? Yocheved was the daughter of Levi. Amram was the grandson of Levi. Right? We asked in the past, right? Moshe Rabbeinu's grandfather and great-grandfather were the same person. Grandfather, who was Moshe's grandfather and great-grandfather? Levi, right? Because his grandfather from his mother was Levi. His great-grandfather from his father was Levi. So Moshe had the same grandfather and great-grandfather. I mean, there were other people also, but that's... So my love, so the Gemara says, Amram married Yocheved, how could that be? So my love, the Odasa Menaim, must be that that is, was his aunt from his mother's side. Doesn't that prove that it can't be, right? It must be from the mother. And therefore you see, Achos Av Min Ha'im was Mutter, before Matan Torah. So you see, Achos Av, his mother's sister before, was Mutter. So lo, the Odasa Menaim, maybe it was Dodaso min ha'av, and therefore there's no riots mutter according to everybody. Says the Chizkuni in Parsha Shmos, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be maskim to the Moshe Rabbeinu's parents would be this relationship? A relationship that, okay, even if he could finagle and say that it's mutter b'shaito for B'nai Noach, it's a relationship that's going to become usher after Matan Torah. No, you can't marry your aunt. Doesn't matter what kind of aunt. Ma shehiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Chizkuni in Parshas Va'era, sheyatza adam gadol kemoshe melikuchim she'asid lahazir alayen, lefi she'ein mamid in parnas al atzibur, ela im keim kupa shal shratzim tuli lo betzavaro. Gemara in Yuma, the best leaders in Klal Yisrael are those that don't have perfect lineage, because they know they have something to hide. They know they're on They're not on stable ground. And therefore, they'll never let it go to their head. They'll never let it let them think of themselves as so great. And that's what he quotes. Kemo shematzinu b'David. Just like we find by David HaMelech versus Shaul, the Gemara says that Shaul HaMelech, part of why he fell, is because there was no problem. He had no skeletons in the closet. There was nothing for him to hide. David HaMelech, Moavi v'lo Moavis, right? Amoni v'lo Amonis, right? He was already a controversy if he could be Jewish, let alone be the king. So that kept David in check. He realized that he didn't have the greatest yichus, right? He had little Moavite blood in him, and therefore, that's the same idea, says the Chizkuni, by Moshe Rabbeinu, and by David HaMelech. That's why Dafka, Moshe Rabbeinu, came from this lineage. Good. Tashma. Continuing. Again, relationships of mitah from the father or from the mother. Tashma. Vegam. Avram Avinu goes to Gror, and he says to Avimelech, Vegam amana achosi bas avihi achlo bas imi. Sarah is not my mother's daughter. As if to say, Mechlal de Basayim Asura. So, Mashma, what? That's to say that the mother's daughter, Basayim would be Asur, it's a Kasha to Rabbi Akiva. Basayim would be Asura. Rashi says. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, Vitizbara, Achoso Havai. Was it really Avram's sister anyway? The whole thing wasn't true. Bas Achivave was his niece. The whole thing wasn't true. Vikiva to Achiyu, and since it was a niece, Loshtamina Av, Loshtamina Aim, Sharya. All nieces are mutter. So, Avram Avinu must not have been saying anything halachic. He wasn't saying this is mutter and this is aser. Ela hasam hachika amarlei. This is what he was saying. Kurva da'achos isli bahada. I am related through my sister. I am related or through this side of my family. Me'aba v'lo me'ima. I'm related through my father, not from the mother. But he wasn't saying a halacha. He was just saying mitzius. You know, this woman is related to me through the father. So don't bring me any kashas on Rabbi Akiva. Next, Tashma, another try. Trying to prove the maternal relationships to a Ben Noach. Ali Mutar Aser. Mipnei Malu Nasa Adam Ezbito. Why didn't Adam marry his daughter? Kedesha Yisa Kayin Esachoso. So that Kayin can marry his sister. Didn't Adam already have a wife? Why didn't he marry his daughter? Tosfos, on top. Shekisha achla chava me'etz hadas. When chava ate from the etz hadas, haisa re'uya lamus miyad. She deserved to die immediately. And therefore, what about Adam? How would he continue populating the world? That's the question of the Gemara. Right? Why did Hashem keep chava alive? Right? Most tamus. She should have died right away. But instead, Hashem kept her alive so she could continue procreating the world with Adam. What do you mean? Why didn't Adam just marry his daughter? No. He didn't marry his daughter because he wanted Cain to marry his sister. Shenemar ki amarti olam chesed yiban. As the pasuk says, the world is based on chesed, and this was a chesed that Adam did not marry. There weren't too many other people in the world at that time. Somebody had to marry her, right? So therefore, Adam Dafka said, you know what? I'll let my son marry her, an act of chesed, olam chesed yiban. But without that reason, halav hachi, without that reason, asira. Without that reason, Cain would have been usher. It's only a special heter. But without that, Cain would have been usher to marry his sister. Again, Akashan Rabbi Akiva, who says Achosu is mutter. So answers the Gemara, no. Kiva de ishtri ishtri. Once it became mutter, it's mutter. Once it was mutter by Cain, so forevermore it was mutter, and that's what Rabbi Akiva is talking about that heter. Period. Amar Rav Huna. Kusi mutter bebito. Exactly what you just asked. Officially, Akusia ben Noach is mutter to marry his daughter. V'im tomar b'bnei ma'lo nasa Adam es bita. Why didn't Adam do it? K'lishi yisakayin es achosa mishum olam chesed yibana, as we just had. V'yikad amrei, different version. Amr afun akusi aser b'bito. Akusi is aser. Teidan, I'll prove it to you. Shalom nasa Adam es bito. Right? Doesn't that prove it for the fact that Adam didn't? The Gemara answered below. He hasam ayinu taimik k'lishi yisakayin es achosa mishum olam chesed yibana. Same Gemara, three different versions. Some of you might be thinking, if Ben Noach is allowed to marry a daughter, so why do Chazal, and the Torah even, maybe a little bit, but why do Chazal look down on Lot? What did Lot do wrong? So Lot was with his daughters, right? So what did Lot do wrong? That's Tosa's question in Maseches Nazir. Tosa asks, Nazir and Daf, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara there rebukes Lot, and says, Uposhim Yikashlu Vama, a pasuk about the being negligent refers to Lot and his daughters. Says Tosfos, 2 days. Hainu kamanda amar obed kachalim aser bebito. So maybe that's arguing. Maybe that's like the opinion that says a guy is not allowed to marry his daughter. V'afilo manda amar mutter kvar pirshu ha'umos me'atzmon me'arayos. Still, the umos ha'olam, even though there are only six specific arayos, like the Rambam says, they were mekubal not to be with certain of the arayos, like their daughters. Even though they're might not be osir totally like the other arayos, but there was already a kabbalah that this type of thing was not done, and therefore that's why the chazal are against lot. Okay.
According to the maskan of the Rambam passing that achoso meimo is osir, so that by kain was arasha.
Achoso meimo is osir, so kain lechora. The olam chasid yibane. It's overriding the regular din. Amar chizda. Eved mutter be'imo, umutter be'bito. In Eved Kanani, we know what Eved Kanani, we discussed this at length in Maseches Yevamos, but it's come up here and there. In Eved Kanani is somewhere in the middle between Ben Noach and Yehudi. An Eved Kanani goes to the mikvah. An Eved Kanani is a non-Jew. He willingly wants to, and he works out that he's going to become Jewish eventually, probably, but he works out to be an Eved Kanani. He becomes an Eved, he's chayev in certain mitzvahs, the same mitzvahs that a woman is chayev in, and Eved Kanani is chayev in. He goes to the mikvah when he becomes an Eved Kanani, l'shem avdus, the master puts him in the mikvah, and kind of puts his hands on his head and says, this is a tefillah l'shem avdus, and therefore he becomes an Eved Kanani. After his servitude is finished, then he goes to the mikvah again, to become a full Jew. He's in the middle. So in this stage of Eved Kanani, says Rav Chizda, mutter be'imo, mutter be'bito. He's mutter, why? Yatza michal kusi, ve'lachal yisrael loba. He has a middle status. He has a middle status, right? The Rambam says this. Rambam says it in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. In the same Perek, it's interesting where the Rambam puts it. In Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, that is halachas of Gerus. How do you become a ger? Mila tefila hartzos damim. In that same parak, as the Rambam talks about, Eved Kanani, because that's also a type of gerus. Says the Rambam, kishem shemalin, and he uses the word of kishem. Kishem, he doesn't have to say. Kishem means a parallel. Kishem shemalin umadbilin es agerim, kach malin umadbilin es ha'avadim. Hanil kachim min agayim l'shem avdus. Right, this is Eved Kanani. Halokeach Eved min agoy v'kadam. What if you buy an Eved from a guy and you're about to put him in the mikvah and the Eved jumps in instead and he jumps in and he says, I'm dugging leben chorin, and he jumps into the mikvah without your putting him in, he's free. Boom. Under the gun, he got free, became ben chorin, because he had to do the tefillah l'shem avdus. If he did a tefillah l'shem ben chorin, then he's free. Nothing you can do about it. And it talks about all of the different halachas. Ukshi shtacher ha'eved, tzarek tefillah acheres. Mifrei shlosha bayom sheba tigamer geiruso v'yihye ki Yisrael. The second tefillah, it finishes. It's the gemar geirus. It's fascinating sugya to spend time on. It's a geirus arucha, right? What is he? He's limbo. He's in limbo status when he's an Eved Kanani. Vein sarach, right? He doesn't say, even though Tosas and Gittin says he's a chayiv in the mitzvahs of an isha, but for a very different reason. We paskin bnei Ashkenaz that a woman can make a bracha on a mitzvah zeishes man grama. Right, the Ramah paskins like Tosfos. Tosfos says that's only by an isha, not by an eved. An isha has full kedushas Yisrael with a patur of mitzvah zeishes man grama. An eved does not have full kedusha. An eved's in limbo. An eved's in the middle. So therefore, there's a very different between an eved and isha. Okay, weiter.
Was he up to then divorce the mother that he married when he was okay?
But when he becomes Jewish.
When he becomes Jewish?
No, he's not related to her.
Well, you said before that if you were Ben Noach, then if you were...
When you're a full Ben Noach, it's Aser. When you're a full Jew, it's Aser. But now you're in limbo, so it's Mutter. You're right. Interesting. It's interesting. Do you say, when you say Midrabanan? You say Midrabanan. But you're right. Only in this limbo period, in the middle period, do you say it's Mutter. Interesting. Okay, Kiyazer Avdimi Amar Balaza, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ben Noach sheyichid shivcha la'avdo. If a Ben Noach was miyachid a shivcha for his eved, uba aleha, neherag aleha. Right, this is a Ben Noach that has an eved, he was miyachid a shivcha, so it's not a real ishus, not a real marriage, but then the Ben Noach was ba'aleha, neherag aleha. That's enough considered ishus ish of an eved. Me'emas, from when is they considered married? They don't have marriage. Amar Nachman mitakaru la revisa deplanya. When people call her so-and-so's wife, revisa just means young girl. When they call her, oh, she goes with what's his name, that Eved over there. So that's considered already the marriage. Me'emas hatara. So when does she become mutter again? Amar Rav Huna, mishapara rosh habashuk. When she takes off her head covering. Rashi quotes, because everyone, even non-Jews, used to cover their hair. Wow. And therefore, when she takes off her head covering, that's when she becomes mu teres. Okay, there's a big sugya of kisui rosh, which we're not going to do now. I'll just mention one source, which whenever this comes up, I try to mention it, and that is the Aruch HaShulchan. The misquoted Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Well, the Aruch HaShulchan is quoted as saying, a woman does not have to cover her hair b'zman hazeh. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is quoted as saying. That is not what he says. The Aruch HaShulchan screams very strongly. How could it be that many women don't do it today? What did the Aruch HaShulchan say? The Aruch HaShulchan says, because many women, even Jewish women nowadays, says the Aruch HaShulchan 100 years ago, the turn of the 20th century, says the Aruch HaShulchan, because many do not, so therefore you're allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of a woman without her head covered, because that status of Erva might not exist anymore regarding that. But of course you have to do it, and of course inherently it is, but because everybody does it, maybe that status has changed in terms of saying Kriya Shema in front of that. But then he says, but Chas V'Shalom, he screams about it. And this is the Aruch HaShulchan, who always defends the Benagim of Klal Yisrael. Right? The Aruch HaShulchan says, Chas V'Shalom not. So again, this Gemara says that many par rosh habashuk, so it talks about the minhagim of the world around us. Interesting. But there's an amazing machlokas here between the Rambam and Rabbeinu David. The Rambam says, where's the Rambam? Me'ema sai tia eishes chaveiru kegrusha shalanu. How does a Ben Noach divorce his wife? How does he marry to her? He starts living with her. Could a Ben Noach divorce his wife? Become no more Eishes Ish? The Rambam says, yeah. When is that? Hilkos Malachim. K'mishi yotziya mibeso. When he sends her out of the house. V'yishalchen al atzma. They start living separately. That's divorce. That's gerushin for a Ben Noach. O mishetetze hi mitachas v'shusa v'telech lo. She'ein lo gerushin b'chsav. There's no gerushin b'chsav. There's no get when it comes to a Ben Noach. V'ein hadavar talui bo bilvad. Ela kozman she'yirtze hu. Oh he lifrosh. Zemizeh portion. Right? Even the woman could decide. She could walk out on him. Right? Divorce for Ben Noach is even easier. It's not Pechsav. That's the Rambam. If you look at Rabbeinu David here quoted in the Ran, an amazing Shita, there's no Gerushin. Once a Ben Noach has the status, or an Eishes Ben Noach has the status, that's it. Listen to the Rabbeinu. Ben Noach, Kivan Shepiresh Mimendel Hashem Gerushin. That's of course the Rambam, but then he says Rabbeinu David Kasav shekarufu shenomar sheben Noach ein lo heter laolam begerushin. There's no heter. Kamosha Amar lokei Yisrael lo yichad about Kadosh Baruch Hu shmol agerushin el al Yisrael. Vizu ein, and then he quotes a pasuk, and the Ran argues. The Rambam quotes for Rabbeinu David. He quotes Yerushalmi. This is the sheet of Rabbeinu David. Once there's an eishes ben Noach, so then that's it. A ben Noach can be married to more than one. But that's the shita. We don't seem to paskin this way. I mean, I don't know. We don't know what we paskin yet. We don't have a bezdin that's going to decide what we're paskin about Bnei Noach yet. That is machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran about Bnei Noach.
A Bnei Noach has a status of Eishes Ish.
Yeah, that's one of the Sheish Arayas. How does she ever lose her status? Right. It was very difficult. Right. How do you ever get out of that? He said the chiddush of gerushin is only by a Jew, not by a non-Jew. Interesting. But let's continue because a few more great inyonim. Amar Blazer Amichanina. Ben Noach Shabal Ishto Shaloka Darka Chayev. Another amazing Shita. A Ben Noach that lives with his own wife. Shaloka Darka. It's Asur Daraisa. Shenamar, because the Pasuk, what's the source of the allowance? Vidavak. Velolu Shaloka Darka. Shaloka Darka is Asur. Amar Rava, that can't be. Miika Midi. Look on the side. Dili Yisrael Shari Lukusi Asur. Can't be. A Jew is mutter for a Jew and it's Asur for a non Jew. Can't be. El Amarava. No, this is the halacha. Ben Noach Shabal Eishes Chaveru Shalokadarka. Shabal Eishes Chaveru Shalokadarka. Pater. That's Ptur. If Ben Noach lives with his friend's wife, Shalokadarka, that's Pater. My time. Be'ishtav lo Be'ishes Chaveru. V'dabak v'lola Shalokadarka. Right? Only, even though a Jew, as we said, Shtei Mishkavos Be'isha, if a man is Mezana with a woman, Kedarka or Shalokadarka, that's both Tzir Darais, Zasa Daraisa, but a Ben Noach only has Kedarka. Amr Bichanina, Obed Kochavim Shehikas Yisrael Chayiv Misa. An Obed Kochavim that hits a Jew, it's Asa Daraisa for a Jew also. But again, every Avera for a non-Jew is Chai Misas, Chai Misas, Shenemar. How do you know that from? Vayivin ko v'cho v'yar ki'enish. V'yachaz ha-Mitzri. The Mitzri was hitting the Jew, so Moshe killed him. Vayivin ko v'cho v'yar ki'enish. V'chulu. Om Rabbi Chanina, ha-sote lo she-Yisroel ki l'sote lo shel-Shechina. Anybody who hits the cheek of a Jew, it's as if he hits the cheek of the Shechina, Shenemar, Mokish Adam, Yola Kodesh. The problematic shita is the shita of the Rambam here. Listen to the language of the Rambam. Two more points and then we'll finish. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Malachim, in Perek Yud, the Rambam quotes this halacha, Goy shehika Yisrael, afilu chavabo. If a guy wounds a Jew, afal pishu chayev misa, eino neharag. Even though he's chayev misa, he's not killed. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Our Gemara says he is killed. Chayev misa. What do you mean? Even though, is he chayev misa, is he not chayev misa? Even though he's chayev misa, he's not killed. So the Kesef Mishnah says, this must be an asmachta. By Ifin Kovachov, yet Moshe killed him. Moshe killed him. Sounds pretty literal in the Gemara. So the Kesef Mishnah says, it must be an asmachta. But the Mefarshim after him argues, says, what's going on here? How could it be? How could it be? How could the Rambam not take the Gemara literally? So the Margolius Hashatz quotes the Kloisenberger. He says, I don't understand the Rambam. I'll ask you another question. Why is the first half of the Pasuk quoted? By Ifin Kovachov. Just quote, by Yachaz HaMitzri. What's by Ifin Kovachov? Vayarkienish, what do you have to quote the first half of the pasuk? So, the Medrash says, in Parshas Shmos, the Medrash says that really it's a machlokas. How did Moshe kill the Mitzri? It's a machlokas. Did he actually kill him, hit him, or Shem HaMeforash? He said the Shem Hashem. He might have said the Shem Hashem, and that's how he killed him. V'efshar Lomar. So really, the Rambam understands that when it says Chayiv, it means Chayiv. Excuse me, Misa B'dei Shamayim. Misa b'dei shamayim. So therefore, the rest of the Rambam holds. Misa right, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu killed him b'dei shamayim. Killed him b'dei shamayim. Masha ein kein, when it comes to Rav, who's talking here? Rav Chanina holds, no, he's chai misa b'dei adam. He holds like the other opinion of the Medrash, that he killed him with his fist. So therefore, that's why he quotes Vayifen Kovacho, because he's looking around, he's making sure nobody's there. Because he was actually killing him with his hands. He was worried. Because if he just killed him with Shem Hashem, the guy would look like he dropped dead. Moshe doesn't have to be scared of anybody. But he quotes the first half of the Pasuk. Because Rabbi Chanina holds like that opinion of the Medrash, that he killed him with his fist, and that's why he's actually Chayim Misa. But the Rambam holds like the other opinion of the Medrash. And therefore, that shows he's Chayim Misa B'dei Shamayim, and that's what the Rambam means. Even though he's Chayim Misa, Bezin does not put him to... Bed does not put him to death. One more line, and that is Amrei Shlakish. Again, there's a lot here, but let's do one more line. Halak Bia Yadoa Chaveiro Avi Shalohikahu Nikra Rasha. If somebody lifts their hand up against their friend, even without hitting him, he's called a Rasha. Shenemar Vayomer La Rasha Lama Sakereyacha. They said to the Rasha, "Why are you hitting your friend? Lama Hikisa Lo Nemar El Lama Lo Sake Lama Sake in future Avi Shalohikahu Nikra Rasha." Period. Beautiful thought. I'll end with this. Another thought from the Magolias Hashas from Rav Moshe Chaim Lau. Vayiven Moshe from Netanya. He quotes from the earlier. He quotes, there's a good one to say over, Ashir, somebody who's rich. You know what Ashir stands for? Ashir stands for Einayim, Shinayim, Yadayim, Veraglayim. If somebody has all their faculties, they're an Ashir. Your eyes work. You're able to talk. Right, you're able to run. That's an ashir. That's an ashir. You have to be in charge of all your. If you have a control of all your faculties, you're an ashir. If you're about to hit your friend, you have your hand up. You're out of control. Your hand is out of control. You're out of control, right? You're using it to hit somebody else. You take the yud out of ashir. You're left with rasha. Hamag bia yad al chavero nikra rasha, because you're no more hand. Your yad is no more there, so you're left with rasha. Reishon shenayim. That's Nikra Rasha. But the message, if a person has their faculties, Nikra Ashir. That's what we have to remember. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll have to continue, Be'ez Hashem. Tomorrow we get to a goy learning Torah, a goy keeping Shabbos. That's tomorrow's daf. And other inyanim about mitzvahs that had to be repeated by our Sinai. Darvish of a minion, so Yachal Atiro. Other sugis coming up. Okay, we'll stop here.